as oil prices have dropped to levels that were unthinkable a year ago. Many Alaskans are wondering whether the state is facing economic calamity. The short answer is not yet. Last year, the state added jobs despite plunging oil prices. In its annual forecast out this month, the Alaska Department of Labor predicts modest job losses in the year ahead. Those losses are expected to be concentrated in the oil and gas industry, in state government, and in the construction industry. If the forecast is right, it will be the first net job loss the state has seen since 2009, but the department anticipates the decline will be less than 1%. APRN's Rachel Waldholt sat down with state labor economist Neil Fried to ask how it's possible that at $30 a barrel, Alaska is still doing pretty well.
When we look at oil industry employment for 2015, we started out the year quite strong. In other words, employment numbers at the first part of 2015 were the highest they'd ever been. And by the time we got to the end of last year, that we had started to see, we started to lose ground compared to 2015. So we saw that trend happen. And we saw that with state government as well. A little different. It started out slightly negative in 2015. And as the year went by, you know, by time the third quarter was over, we started seeing numbers that were 1,000 or more lower than they were the previous year. So we've seen those sort of two clear signals that come probably as a result of lower oil prices. But again, if I just looked at total employment, total income, those big, big numbers, it would be hard to find.
Hard to find any signal of $30 a barrel oil right
That's
now.
Correct.
And are you surprised that we're not seeing a bigger impact yet?
I am sort of surprised. I mean, it's you know, we are in sort of uncharted waters. You know, I forecast Anchorage, and last year I actually forecasted us to lose ground employment-wise, and we didn't. I was wrong. We actually ended up slightly positive in 2015. And as I said, we're forecasting again this year, and for statewide and for all the areas that we forecast for, we are forecasting some job loss, overall job loss. And that is tied to the price of oil. Most of those job losses that we're looking at that we think are going to occur are tied to state government in the oil industry and things tied to that industry.
And there have been, you know, turning to the oil and gas industry itself, there have been a few announcements of kind of high-profile layoffs,
right?
ConocoPhillips, BP. But overall, I mean, how is the industry doing?
Well, right now, if you look at the numbers right now, they still look, you know, relatively high from an historical perspective. But, you know, that could change. I mean, the biggest numbers out there in the oil sector are not the producers, are not the BPs and the Conocos, but it's really the service companies that are the bigger players, the drillers, the service companies like Halliburton or Doyon Services or, you know, those kinds of things. And so we're waiting to see what happens there. And you're less likely to get a public announcement from that side of the industry. That's more likely to occur, although I think eventually we will hear about it. And we do get their numbers, so eventually that will be calculated in our monthly employment statistics.
And, you know, how is Alaska different than, say, North Dakota, where you've seen companies going bankrupt, where you've seen big layoffs, where you've seen rigs come out of the ground? I mean, it seems like our oil industry just operates differently. We can't bust as fast just because we aren't built that way.
Yeah, and I think part of it may be that, and that's going to be answered in the next year or two. You know, we appear to be more a project base. You know, when you undertake a project in Alaska, it's usually a pretty big one. So if you're in the middle of it or a third of the way through, you're not going to just probably quit. On the other hand, if you're in a place where you can just punch lots of holes in the ground, drive a truck somewhere on a road and punch holes, you can end that activity as well much more quickly. So it's much easier to shut things down, I think, in many of those places.
State labor economist Neil Fried speaking with APRN's Rachel Waldholtz.